present time, all systems are go. All lights are green.
Giant creatures, and they do come die kaiju. Oh, 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 oh.
He cannot make it.
Oh well, then, here's just in time, instead.
Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Man, I really gotta fix that. Greetings, denizens of Daikaiju. You are tuned into AOMRFM, the only station that brings you all giant monsters all the time. I'm your host, Justin Time, high above the Earth in Space Station X-1, so high that not even the giant monsters can get me. We have an exciting show for you tonight. Daikaiju tunes, monster music, and assorted sounds to tickle your earbuds. Coming up, we have music from Monsters from Mars, Will J. Godfrey, Muzz, and more. But first...
Special bulletin! Special bulletin! Gamma is attacking! Proceed to shelter immediately! Proceed to shelter! Gamma is attacking! Gamma is attacking!
What the?
Oh, fucking monster!
This is a dangerous group. This group that we're dealing with now.
138 in progress.
In the top.
Reporting district, Division Plus.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are tuned to AOMRFM. We started out that set with a quirky piece from Gingerbot, who sent out the message SOS Frightening Monsters. Then a piece from the great retro surf band Monsters from Mars called It Came from Red Alert. Followed by Muse and His Monsters off of the Pulp-inspired album Amusing Stories. Then an electro-acoustical piece from Heather Frosch, who made Monsters for Dawn. After that, a strikingly refreshing piece from Will J. Godfrey, who took us into the lair of the Dragon King. And we'll be hearing more from Will later on in the show. And we ended that set with the post-atomic folk piece from Mushroom Patience and His Weird Monsters, the title track from his Outtake album. So how you folks doing out there? You ready for more hair-raising harmonies? I'll spin a few more monstrous masterpieces in a moment, but have a listen to this. It's incredible, but true.
Out of the telltale traces embedded in the ancient rocks, science has constructed a picture of prehistoric life. It is a picture filled with grotesque and monstrous creatures who walked the earth at the dawn of the world. At least, so the textbooks tell us. But then, the textbooks carefully ignore the bewildering experience of a man named Amogino.
Among zoologists and paleontologists throughout the world, the name of Professor Florentino Amogino was known and esteemed. Each year, in his opening lecture at the South American University where he taught, the professor would stress what an accurate and exact science paleontology has become.
During the coming year are not guesses. We know that there were such animals as the dinosaurs, the giant sloths. We know what they look like.
Yes, Professor Amogino was almost complacent in his faith in the science which he taught. But on a certain day in the late summer, the professor arrived at the university to find a small box lying on the desk in his office.
What's this box doing here, Ramon? Someone sent it all the way from Patagonia. Oh, here's a note on top. Dear Professor, I know you will be interested in this. It was found hanging on a bush near Ultima Esperanza. The natives claim to have killed the animal it belonged to, but they do not know what kind of animal it was. Perhaps you can figure it out. That is a piece of hide. What sort of creature?
Wait a minute. No, it could not possibly be.
A few days later, when Professor Amogino arose to deliver his opening lecture to his new class, the air of assurance, of authority, was gone.
What I teach you is not to be taken as gospel truth. Perhaps our whole science is a structure of self-delusion. I do not know.
Word of this strange, disturbing lecture spread through the university. When it reached the ears of the professor's colleagues, one of them sought him out in his office and reproached him. The professor's only answer was to take the piece of hide from the box on his desk and hand it quietly to his colleague.
How old would you say this skin is, Doctor? When did the animal die?
Well, not more than a year ago, obviously. The skin is still quite fresh.
And what sort of animal was it?
What animal do you think it was?
I know what animal it was. That is the skin of a giant sloth.
A giant... Are you out of your mind, man? The giant sloth died out at least 25 million years ago. This cannot be the skin of a giant sloth.
No, it cannot be, can it? And yet, that's precisely what he is.
Until the day he died, Professor Florentino Amogino maintained that he had correctly identified the piece of skin. And since his death, evidence has accumulated to justify his opinion. But how a prehistoric monster, a member of a species condemned to death eons ago by the laws of evolution, could have been wandering across the plains of Patagonia in the 20th century. This, science has never explained. It remains a mystery, incredible but true.
At the tone, the time will be 9:35:10.
Krell forgot what he did. Monsters. Monsters were it. We'll be right back.
Pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Peter Bergman of the Fire Sign Theater, and if there's one thing I really like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie-cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Delaware, I listen to AOMR-FM.
Thank you.
So, you're still with me. Good. You're braver than they thought. Who thought? Well, the giant monsters, of course. And they better tell you what we just heard before they decide to retaliate. We started that second set with Big Ticket's homage to the King of All Monsters, and I don't need to tell you who that is. Followed by RJD2's interesting avant-garde piece called Giant Squid from the album The Colossus. Then we went right into the Mountains of Madness without hesitation, and it was all R.A. Bloom's fault when he gave us two experimental pieces, The Other Gods and the crawling chaos. Coming up next, we've got more giant monster music from Monster Brow, Balasti Omfita, Freighter Hater. And I can just imagine this is the music that's pulsing through the brains of rampaging monsters like Godzilla, Zarkor, and the giant killer clown from outer space as they try to stamp out the human race. And rightly so. Uh-oh. Looks like the monsters are retaliating. Brace yourselves, and I'll meet you back here in 15.
We need an exterminator. A plan that will destroy King Ghidorah. We wish to borrow from you on Earth the Monster 01 and Monster 02. Godzilla and Rodan.
Are you serious?
Deadly serious. King Ghidorah was driven from Earth, but only by the combined strength of Godzilla and Rodan. Will you help us?
Well, your request is unusual. We don't know how to answer that.
First place, we don't even know where Godzilla and Rodan are. Even if we did, how would we capture them and bring them here?
Godzilla is in Japan. He is submerged in Lake Myojin. Rodan is at Washikasawa, and we merely seek permission to operate freely on Earth to capture the two demons.
Invaded by
all of the Earth's monsters.
Their ghastly mission, death for all humans.
But what power on Earth could stop it?
Wouldn't it be possible to build an extra large ultraviolet ray projector and attack it with that?
No, it's impossible.
Thrilled to miracles of science beyond imagination. Rays that destroy man's most destructive weapon.
Computers, of course, is that they're very sophisticated idiots.
That was close. While there's a lull in the onslaught, I will fill you in on what we just dialed up on the diaphone. Ending out that last set was Freighter Hater, who was beckoning one of the old ones to rise up from the watery depths with their 8-bit digital death metal piece, Arise, Old Deep One. Before that, Balasti Omfida, threw up a wall of noise and exclamation that King Kong died for our sins. And before that, Monster Brow was moshing in the mouth of Cthulhu with their death metal piece In the Mouth of Cthulhu. Well, time is running out, so I'm going to send us out in a hail of magnificent monster music. Coming up next, my Wooshin Mashin with their tale of a giant monster crab from Mars who is lonely and hungry. And from the Netherlands, a cue, The Art of Listening, brings us an effervescent instrumental piece called Mar Angies. Kimara brings us a pungent piece for Shuggoth. And finally, Will J. Godfrey returns to wrap things up with a grand piece, Creatures from the Deep, which gives us a little something extra to consider as we listen to the trailer that follows. But first, I'm calling for backup.
Super Robot! Super Robot Repair! It's time for Baron Button!
Dedo balon, dedo balon, dedo balon, kikoeru ka? Kono tsugi no kimi ni shirei o tsutae yo, aoi chikyu o mamoru tame, kimi ga yaru kono dai shimei. たの空から星の基地からギラース級のレッドバロンバロンレッドバロンバロンレッドバロンバロン飛んでゆけ空から星の基地からイラスクの鉄の軍団レッドバロンバロンレッドバロンバロン飛んでゆけ レッドバロンレッドバロン光るのだ横島な人の心に操られ平和乱しに来る奴は塵になれこの大空の 空から星の基地からイラスクの鉄の軍団レッドバロンバロンレッドバロンバロン飛んでゆけ
Monster Monster Joy, so come to me!
Incoming transmission.
Chaos is spreading around
creatures
the world.
Creatures as tall as buildings are seen.
Creatures are desperate. Nobody can tell us where they came from. They are.
We always thought alien life would come from the stars, but it came from deep beneath the sea, a portal between dimensions and the Pacific Ocean. Something out there had discovered us. They counted on the humans to hide, to give up, to fail.
Initiating launch operations. Gypsy danger.
They never considered our ability to stand, to endure, but we would rise to the challenge.
Pilots, ready to connect.
Let's go fishing.
Two pilots engaged in neural bridge. Ready to activate the Jaeger in 3, 2, 1.
Edge of our hope, at the end of our time, we have chosen to believe in each other. Today we face the monsters that are at our door. Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
Pacific Rim, due out the summer of 2013, and from what I've seen, it looks fantastic. It looks like a real retro Toho with a Lovecraft twist. Tonight's program was sponsored by...
Lucky Premium Beer, 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 Lucky
Finest ingredients aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager. Flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
It's Lucky Beer, premium beer, Lucky premium beer.
Well, that's it, folks. Roughly 90 minutes of Daikaiju Delights. I hope you enjoyed the show and will return in a couple of months when we broadcast again from Space Station X-1. And please, check out the All Out Monster Revolt website for more entertainment and information on how to be a part of the Giant Monster Revival.
I wish to hear the word from the mouth of one who knows, that I may become more convinced.
Well, the All Out Monster Revolt project is not just a celebration of the giant monster genre, but a catalyst for the creation of new giant monsters, new daikaiju, and new legends, promoting a revitalization of the giant monster genre through enthusiasm and dynamicism, as it was in the beginning, seen once and forever with zest and zeal. In other words, putting the pulp back into the giant monster genre.
If you're interested in the continuation of this series, please write and tell us so. Your ideas and suggestions will be given the most thoughtful consideration in determining the future of this program.